The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchups pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Napoleon Pirates, followed by the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Grass Lake Warriors in the district semifinals at Hanover Horton High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us tonight, or should I say the
No, Mark that's w. only Daly. When we reference OSU. That's the only time we say it like that.
I love hearing that through the wall there at the studio. It's my favorite thing. So.
Yeah? And I know you like it when Brad's buzz, too. So
that is, oh, you got that one right.
Whoop,
so first matchup tonight, Lumen Christi, 19-3 on the season. And they've from the start of the season, we knew that they were one of the best teams in Michigan Division III. And Napoleon Pirates able to scrap their way through that first round matchup against East Jackson last night, or on Monday night, I beg your pardon, 50-41. Lumen Christi, probably favorites in this one, but you never know. We've seen crazier things.
That's why they play the games. Everybody loves a Cinderella story. Lumen Christi, three losses, so they're not perfect. There's weakness. There's a kink in that armor somewhere, right? But Riverview Gabriel Richard knows exactly where that kink is because found it on the Titans twice this year. And Riverview is one of the odds-on favorites to go all the way to the Brez. But, yeah, we've seen this Lumen team. We've seen this Lumen team earlier in the season. Cadell Williams and some of the others that they have, I mean, they're just deep. They're just deep. And it's something in the water out there on Spring Arbor Road that just breeds greatness. No matter what it is they do, from football to basketball to baseball to golf to hockey. I mean, it's just they've got something going on over there at Lumen.
Boys or girls sports.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They excel at everything. Of course, we're in the Columbia Schools pregame show here from Hanover Horton High School. And Lumen Christi, they last played on Saturday, 78-36. Dominating win at Union City for their regular season finale. So right. Able to end the regular season on a high note. And as I mentioned, very strong season. Overall, pretty tough Catholic League schedule. So right. It's not like they're in the Cascades or any other league or the Big Eight. They're in their own Catholic League, play some pretty tough talent all season. And month of February have been particularly tough on these Titans. They've lost to Divine Child, a team that they blew out earlier in the year, and they also had another loss to that excellent Riverview Gabriel Richard team. And they needed double overtime to take down Detroit Loyola, which is another team that they beat handedly earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look at the enrollment of all those schools, too. Riverview is the lone wolf there. I shouldn't say it like that because they're not the lone wolf when you have Lumen in D3 also. But you know what I mean. Everything else there is a D2. Or larger school.
Yeah.
So, and that's been Lumen's pedigree for years now. Before they went to the Catholic High School League, they were one of the I-8 teams. And they're playing a bunch of D2 schools in the I-8. Maybe even some D1s like what Northwest is now. So, yeah, they've always played up. They've always played larger schools. And that shows when they get down into the district and start playing schools within their own size. We saw it last year, and we saw it in other sports. They tend to excel a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have that disciplined approach, when you're playing these larger schools, some of the better competition, then you just develop that discipline over time that, when you get to some of these postseason tournaments, then it just really shows you get that separation
right.
in that discipline. and just in that depth specifically as, again, even all that we've talked about, still a very tough district to go through. This is one of the toughest districts in the state. I would argue across all levels, just how many good teams are in this district, quality teams they'll have to get through, like on the other side, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, even if they get past Napoleon right here. You know, it's going to be very, very tough to make it to their second regional tournament in a row. Of course, made it through to the regionals last year, able to make it to the quarterfinals, unfortunately falling to a Riverview Gabriel Richard. So,
out of the last four times those two teams have met, Lumen beat them the first time, and then it's Riverview's had their number the rest of the way. But you know, now this Napoleon team, on the other hand, this Napoleon team, now we saw some flashes of brilliance on Monday against that East Jackson squad. But, I mean, they're going to have to bring their A game. They're going to have to be perfect. They're going to have to make those deep shots. They're going to have to make the down-low shots if they're going to want to get past this Titan team tonight.
Yeah, the Napoleon Pirates, we're going to talk a little bit more about them coming up in the pregame show as we break down game one this evening of the district semifinals. First game, Lumen Christi and Napoleon Pirates. We're back in 2 minutes on the Columbia Schools pregame show here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
More hoops, less bull here on the Power Cow District basketball this evening. And yeah, and more hoops is right. We got double header this evening.
Mm-hmm.
District semifinals at Hanover Horton High School. Our first matchup this evening, Lumen Christi and Napoleon, as we continue our Columbia Schools pregame show. Talk about the Pirates here, 10-13 overall. Got to see this team, a few teams this season, most recently on Monday evening, grinding out a 50-41 win over East Jackson.
Yeah, and that game felt like it was much closer than what it really ended up being. And just both those teams kind of had a difficult time finding their rhythm. Napoleon seemed to settle into it a little bit better, and you know, East Jackson didn't really find theirs until almost the end of the contest. But that second half, scrappy defense from this Napoleon team. Able to you know, make some of the key shots, some key three-pointers, and able to get some things going down low, too. But it was that scrappy deal. It was a defensive struggle. And if they can do that again here tonight, kind of disrupt some of those lanes for the passes, they can prevent Lumen from getting away on the fast break, because it's a fast team. We saw it last time. We watched them. They like to go up and down the court quickly. And they're going to have to compete with Lumen's depth here tonight. You know, they've got a little bit of that on the Napoleon bench. So, yeah, is there going to be a Cinderella story here tonight, Connor? That's what we're going to see.
Exactly. You know, you can measure these teams up on paper all you want, but, you know, they got to play the game because you never know. Even if it's something like 99-1.
Right.
In terms of favorability, there's still that 1% chance. Not saying that it's that much of a disparity between these two teams, but Napoleon, again, that game. First half featured both teams going on their runs, but Napoleon, their adjustments on both sides of the floor in the second half, that's what really got them that win. Able to make those changes, really disrupt East Jackson. Because, again, East Jackson, they had a lot of good shots, open shots, easy looks that they just couldn't convert in that first half. But Napoleon able to make the defensive adjustments. Those easy looks dried up because it had that feeling like if East Jackson's able to make a couple of these shots fall, then they could go on a run. They could start to build a lead. But Napoleon able to make sure that didn't happen in the second half. And then offensively, of course, able to get a lot more easy looks than they got in the first half. Able to get that win. Able to hold off the run as well. And Tyler Nall, 21 points. He was a rebounding machine in that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, and he was having success no matter where he was in the floor, like you said, on defense. But he was draining some long ones. He was driving to the lane, putting it in. They were following him left and right, and I don't know why they wouldn't stop. He must have had half of his points at the free throw line. Because he was just draining them from the free throw line. He must have been in the 80s to 90s as far as percentage for his free throws that night. Because, I mean, there's a reason why he made all conference for the Cascades, because he's their key player.
Yeah, and I don't even – he might have missed one free throw now. I don't even think he missed any, to be honest.
Right.
Just thinking back, I think he was probably perfect from the line in that one. Probably got at least, you know, 7 or 8 attempts, just – able to get it done, and able to, not to mention, he was able to drain a couple threes in that one as well. And he got some support as well. Gavin Davis, 11 points. Brent Nowen chipping in 10 there for the Pirates. So, yeah, you mentioned that Pirates need to put forth their absolute 100% best effort of the season in this one if they want to try to knock off this Lumen Christi team. But, I mean, you could see flashes of it last night, you know, if they play that good, hard defense and if they're able to, you know, get guys like Tyler Nall going offensively, you know, they could have. They could give Lumen Christi a run for their money in this one.
Tyler Nall's going to have to be on it. But, you know, you look at this Lumen team, and it's, again, the same names that you say on football you're going to be saying here on basketball, you know, with Williams and Clay and Crowley and Trope, and the list goes on and on. You know, the thing about this Titan offense is they're deep. They're deep.
Yeah.
They are deep. They're scrappy. They're fast, and they're athletic. They got a couple guys who can play above the rim. And I think you can only say that maybe about one or two guys from Napoleon. But, this team for Lumen, they're going to be all over you tonight. You got to be prepared for it. You got to bring your absolute best against Lumen tonight.
Yeah, I would say the things that I would say key for Napoleon to at least stay in this game, got to keep it close. You got to play disciplined. Can't let Lumen go on those big runs, especially from downtown. They can put up threes in bunches, try to lock down that three-point line, and just limit those mistakes, because we've seen Napoleon's offense dry up pretty consistently. Can't go dry. So limit Lumen's runs, Napoleon, and they got to avoid those ice-cold stretches if they want to at least stay close. That'll do it for the Columbia Schools pregame show. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off coming up right here at Hanover Horton High School. We're back in 2 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back here at Hanover Horton High School as we bring you live coverage of tonight's district semifinals. First game this evening, Lumen Christi Titans and the Napoleon Pirates. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly with you here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thank you for joining us here on our postseason coverage.
You know, we've got a very festive feel here today. All the green in the uniforms and all red surrounding in this gym, you know? It's
No kidding.
It's Christmas in February.
Christmas in February here as we go through the starting lineups here for both these teams. First up for the Napoleon Pirates, starting five. Same as last night, Gavin Davis, Jaden Service, Brenton Owen, Brady McLean, and Tyler Null. Head coach is Derek Seidel. And meanwhile, for the Lumen Christi Titans, starters out there, we've got Marion Clay, Cash Kalahar, Timmy Crowley, Ashton Cowan, and Luke Trope. Head coach is Josh Trope. As Lumen able to win the opening tip, going from right to left on your radio dial here in this first half as Kalahar kicks it to the near corner. Three-pointer, that one's just short by Crowley, and the rebound loose. Clay trying to rip that one away, and he's able to save it, give his team another chance. Titans moving it round to the baseline, driving through, dish it into the far corner. Wide open three, Cowan, nothing but net.
Just love the ball movement on this. I mean, there's not one player standing still at any time. The team is constantly moving. They found an open corner for the three.
Napoleon trying to respond to their first offensive possession as they move it up top. Davis drives, kicks back up top for McLean, and then a handoff for Owen. Spin move at the elbow. He's going to walk.
He was looking to pivot. He went to pivot inside. That wasn't there, and he just kind of lost track of where his feet were, and that's going to happen. They're going to call that every time.
Lumen Christi up the floor now wearing their home white uniforms, green numbers trimmed in gold. Napoleon in their road green uniforms with white numbers. Moving through the lane, Cowan layup, that's too strong. Rebound poked away, but it comes away to Service as Napoleon brings the ball up the floor, trailing 3-0. Cut off on the baseline for Brenton Owen, able to kick it back out to the perimeter to Tyler Null, has it at the top of the key. Drives, stops, tough shot, no offensive rebound, putback blocked away, and the travel on the second offensive rebound by Owen.
Yeah, Lumen's just being a beast down there on defense. They're, as you've mentioned, they're blocking shots, they're getting the lanes, they're caught, making you just make some of those mental errors. Traveling twice now on Napoleon's side.
We're about 90 seconds into the Napoleon School's first quarter as the three-pointer on the left wing off the mark by Luke Trope. And Napoleon still trying to get on the board here, working the ball around the perimeter. Gavin Davis has it on the left, now on the baseline for McLean, back outside for Davis. Now again, crosses over through the left, stopped on the right elbow, back outside McLean. Drives, trying to kick, and he's going to be fouled on the drive by Kalahar.
Yeah, ball went up in the air. It's kind of like he caught his own pass right there, but Kalahar getting a hand in there where it shouldn't have been, and the whistle's blown. Was it Marion Clay?
Wow. So that was surprised. It looked like Kalahar was in there, but might have gotten a little swipe in there for Clay as Napoleon now through the lane. Layup blocked away by Kalahar. Looming up the floor. Luke Trope, top of the key, now on the right for Kalahar. Through the lane, pass fake, outside. Clay, three, yes!
And that's all Lumen's been trying so far. They've been able to get open on those threes and just had both times, nothing but net.
Talking the pregame show as well, they love getting those threes up as we got an interception. Trope, coast to coast, layup up and in.
Just anticipated the pass, picked it off, and without missing a beat, able to take it coast to coast.
And that results in a quick Napoleon timeout. 5:21 to go in the first quarter, 8-0 lead for the Titans. Here on 95.9 The Power Cal, back in 30 seconds.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cnbb.bank.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
8-0 quick lead for the Lumen Christi Titans over the Napoleon Pirates. 5:21 to go in the Napoleon School's first quarter from Hanover Horton High School. Napoleon.
Oh, they had to call that timeout.
Yeah.
You don't want the game to get away from you, so they called that timeout to try to regroup.
Yeah, on the wrong end of that run, and just trying to get on the board here as they have McLean stopped on the right block, able to kick outside to Nall. Now he drives through the lane, tough layup. Nobody is fouled, and he'll have a trip to the line.
That's the second foul he's been able to draw while going to the hoop.
This time it's on Cash Kalahar, his first, team second. Tyler Nall at the line for his first two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Got a lot of these in Monday's game against East Jackson, and able to stay perfect here, makes the first one.
Not the dude. If you're the opposition, that's not the dude you want to send to the line. Because he's going to drain him like we talked about. He's going to drain him.
Yeah, just shoots at a very high clip there as he's dealing with the Lumen Christi student section right behind the basket. Doesn't matter. He's able to shrug that pressure off and make both.
Yeah, you can try to make all, that's what I love about school sports, how into it the student body gets.
Yeah, especially just right behind the basket like that. It's always a great spot to have a student section. As it's now 8-2, Lumen over Napoleon, just inside 5 minutes ago in the Napoleon School's first quarter. As we got a three-pointer on the right wing in by Ashton Cowan, his second.
He gets the pass, turns, and shoots as soon as he's able to. It just goes right up. Such a quick release for Cowan.
9-point Lumen lead. Drive kick in the corner for Napoleon. Too strong on the three by Davis.
I'm going to try to trade threes there.
Now through the lane. Crowley drives kick into the corner. Now back at the free throw line. Crowley in the corner. Clay, three. Couldn't get another one. It's short.
Ball came and hit the ground after that. It's like Napoleon didn't want to get the rebound.
And another foul drawn by Tyler Nall, giving two more Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
That's why he made Cascades all first team. Part of the reason right there, he's not afraid to drive to the lane, and it's so important to draw those fouls because that can disrupt your team come the fourth quarter if you're in a little foul trouble.
Makes the first free throw as Cash Kalahar now with two free throws, and he's going to head to the bench. Placed by Broden Burgess. So, yeah, you mentioned you draw those fouls. You can get some of the guys on the opposite team, you know, in some trouble and have to sit.
It's impacting the game right now. You got your starter on the bench because of fouls.
Making both free throws here makes it 11-4, Lumen over Napoleon. Halfway through this Napoleon School's first quarter. Timmy Crowley into the front court for the Titans. Napoleon in this zone as Clay has it on the left wing. Back up top for Burgess and around the perimeter. Dish down low. Cowan. Fallaway shot. No over Nall, and he gets the rebound.
You took that little dribble down there in the paint, and you give the defense time to set if you're doing that.
And coast to coast, Tyler Nall able to finish through the bump, able to get the score, and Tyler Nall has all 6 points for the Pirates. Trailing now 11-6 to Lumen as Lumen moving the ball around the perimeter. Left swing three up and in for Burgess off the bench.
A lot of great ball movement again for Lumen. They just keep moving around. They are so good at finding the open man.
And it just seems like everybody on the Titans able to shoot the long ball. As they lead 14-6 now, Napoleon top of the key with Nall. Crossover a couple times, trying to go through the lane, loses it, stolen by Clay, coast to coast, layup good on the right hand.
I was almost wondering if we were going to see that one thrown down. But yeah, coast to coast, without missing a beat, able to pick his pocket and take it to the hoop.
Now a 10-point Lumen lead, 2:45 to go in the Napoleon School's first quarter. Nall, drive kick in the corner, three-pointer short by Owen, and a rebound by Callen.
He's going to hear that from the student body for a while.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely taunting him for the air ball after that one as Lumen down the lane. Crowley up and in with the foul.
They kicked it out. They drew the defense out, so they left Crowley wide open down low. A nice, quick little dish pass between defenders, able to find him. He goes up, draws the foul, and now he's at the line for an extra.
First Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw for Lumen, an and-one try for Timmy Crowley, and he bags it. Lead growing, 19-6 now for Lumen.
Napoleon's going to need to get somebody else going in this game.
Yeah, so far it's just been Tyler Nall, as Nall nearly threw it away. It was poked out of bounds by Burgess, and it'll stay with the Pirates in the near side corner.
He's trying to get it down low to his guy, but they're able to get position and poke that one out.
Inbound to the top for Tyler Nall. Able to dribble to the top of the key, through the lane, lost the dribble. It's stolen away again. Burgess, 2-on-1, coast to coast. Burgess, layup, no, but he is fouled, and another trip to the line for the Titans.
There was some good contact on that one. They were doing everything good to make sure that they didn't get an easy one. Make them earn them at the stripe.
Burgess so far 3 points off the bench, trying to add to his lead, his total, I should say, add to the Lumen lead. First free throw off the mark. Got a couple substitutions. Lucas Conaway on for Napoleon, as well as Wes Learned and Luke Trope back on for the Titans. One more free throw for Burgess. And he got it. He's got 4 points, and it's a 20-6 lead for Lumen over Napoleon. 2 minutes left in Napoleon School's first quarter, and Tyler Nall loses it again on the dribble, out of bounds.
It gets the feeling that he's trying a little too hard right now. It feels like he's feeling the weight of that on his shoulders. He's been the only one to score. He's trying to be the only one to make things happen. And that one just got off his foot and went out of bounds.
Zach Trope now on the floor for the Titans, and he'll bring the ball into the front court. Gets the screen at the top, and we got a offensive foul, a moving screen on Luke Trope, a turnover.
You got to keep those feet solid. But, yeah, these fouls are going to be an issue here. One more, and you're going to start sending Napoleon to the line.
1:49 left in the quarter. 14-point Lumen lead, as we give a shout to some of our sponsors, Book and Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing. We got another Napoleon turnover, just throwing it out of bounds. They're just really struggling with the turnovers right now.
Yeah, that ball hit both of his hands, just could not get the handle on it, and went right out of bounds, right up in the front row.
Almost came away with a souvenir right there, if they didn't ask for the ball back there, of course. 90 seconds left in this first quarter. Lumen moving the ball around. Now Zach Trope lining up the three. That one's too strong. Rebounded by Service, and he throws it away again, trying to find Conaway leaking out on the fast break.
He had two defenders on him like a wet blanket. He just could not see where he was throwing the ball. had an idea where his guy was, tried to get it in that area, but just threw it away. He had no idea where that ball was going.
Lumen again with the possession. Luke Trope is guarded out there by Brady McLean on the left wing, and McLean able to poke it out of bounds against Trope. It'll stay with Lumen.
Good defense.
On the near side, yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for positives when you're down 26, there's some good scrappy D.
Into the backcourt for Trope, able to get the screen on the right from Learned. Now to the top of the key, back over for Cowan, through the lane, drive kick, corner three, Trope, yes!
They've got so much activity over on this side, it's drawing everybody down with cuts and picks, and then you just forget about who's over in the far corner. Draining the three.
23-6 now for Napoleon, and we got another steal. Luke Trope rips it away from Owen. Lumen in the front court. And they'll slow it down now. Final 40 seconds of this Napoleon School's first quarter. Dish it over. Nearly a backcourt violation. Zach Trope trying to save it, and he has it stolen by Davis. Coast-to-coast layup left hand. No service. Offensive rebound. Trying to save it. Goes to Burgess.
Well, they're making it exciting down there, aren't they?
Now coast-to-coast layup up and in for Burgess on the 3-on-2.
Gets the pick, and then comes down for the score.
Got 6 points off the bench, and it's a 19-point Lumen lead. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Davis, screen on the left side. He's bothered by Trope. Heaves it near half court at the buzzer. Off the mark, offensive rebound put back. No by service, and that will do it for the Napoleon School's first quarter.
Yeah, he was sucked in like a fish on that that play there by the Lumen student body. They were counting down 3-2-1 about 3 seconds too soon.
Yeah, they got him with that one and forced him to shoot a tough shot sooner than he had to, and that will do it for the Napoleon School's first quarter. Lumen over Napoleon, 25-6. The second quarter is next. You've got high school district basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow, back in 60 seconds.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back at Hanover Horton as we got to immediately steal. Coast-to-coast layup, no by Clay. Offensive rebound, Burgess, and Lumen immediately trying to go at it as we've got a travel call through the lane. Lumen Christie leading 25-6, start of the second quarter.
No, he got away with the double dribble shortly after he got the rebound, and then he got called for that travel right there in the key.
Packed house here at Hanover Horton High School for this one. Full court pressure from the Titans, able to be beaten by the Pirates. Tyler Nall has it on the right wing. Back outside for Owen. Half spin at the free throw line. Up and under. Fall away. Tough shot, and it's missed.
Well, Lumen's not really giving him a whole lot of options for clean shots.
Trope handoff for Learned. Now around the perimeter to Clay on the right wing. Jab step. Back outside for Burgess. About 45 seconds into the second quarter, 25-6. Lumen down low, wide open, Learned, able to come in over the defender coming in for the score.
And do a little double pump there, kind of get it around the defender, but got it up. It fishbowled a little bit, but eventually found home.
It's his first score off the bench. It's now a 21-point Lumen lead, just continuing to pour on the pressure. Tyler Nall has all 6 points for the Pirates as we got a foul through the lane. Gavin Davis before the shot.
Looks like they're going to call that on Clay.
Could be an inbound on the right side of the basket for the Pirates. It is on Clay, his second.
No, they actually called that on Crowley.
Now through the lane for Nall on the inbound. Fallaway shot. No, but he's fouled, and he gets another trip to the line.
He did get fouled, but Lumen's defense has really turned Napoleon into a one-trick pony. They're just doing that, kind of coming from the top of the key and driving to the hoop. It's the only type of offense that we're seeing right now from Napoleon. Either he's able to make it or they're setting him to the line.
Nall again has all 6 points for Napoleon, and now all 7 as he makes the first of 2 Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. They got the foul on Burgess, his first, team's second. Nall, one more try here. And he got it. Got all 8 points for the Pirates. A 19-point lead for the Lumen Christi Titans. Now a full court press from the Pirates. Into Zach Trope, now lobbing it into the front court for Luke Trope to beat the press, and he immediately drains the three.
That was a college three. That was deep.
Just nice ball movement, just able to get that quick score, and Lumen thrives on these wide-open threes, opening up a 22-point lead 90 seconds into the second quarter. Napoleon ball, a foul. Owen trying to drive through. He's going to be bumped from behind by, it looks like Burgess, if not Luke Trope. It was on Burgess.
It was on Burgess, yeah.
Second team third. Napoleon inbounding on the far sideline in front of Lumen's bench. We got a quick substitution. Brady McLean in for Brenton Owen, and he'll do the inbound. Throwing it into Tyler Nall, has it on the top of the key, guarded by Ashton Cowan. Gets the handoff through the lane, way up, up and in traffic from McLean.
Nice little shot, kind of a little baby hook over his head, able to find the glass. Difficult shot, but nice touch on that.
30-10 now, Lumen leading over Napoleon. And with the ball, Cowan faking the handoff, goes to the left wing, back outside for Trope. And the Titans will restart their offensive play. Trope trying to call out the play, now swing it to the right for Burgess. Guarded by Service. Crossover a few times through the lane, kick it back to the corner. Crowley down low, pass poked out of bounds by Conaway, and Lumen will have the inbound.
Yeah, they were trying to find Burgess down low on that, which he was just seconds earlier, just over by the three-point line. All of a sudden, he's down here wide open underneath, but Napoleon able to crash down and break up that pass.
Was learned in for the Titans. Now an inbound near half court for Zach Trope. Dribbles to the top of the key, shuffles it back over for Ashton Cowan. Lumen really taking their time on this possession. Dribbles back up top now for Crowley around the perimeter. Wide open three. Learned. That's off the heel. And the rebound loose. Pirates able to secure it with Service.
But they weren't able to do much with it after they secured it because Lumen just stayed on them. It's no quit.
20-point Lumen lead. Napoleon ball about 3 minutes into the second quarter as we've got a steal. Cowan able to strip it away. Coast-to-coast layup, no, but another foul. This time, Ashton Cowan getting a trip to the free throw line.
Looks like they're going to call that one on Service. He got about one part ball and five part arm on that one.
Yeah, hard foul. Giving Ashton Cowan 2 Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws, missing the first one. Brent, no one on the floor, sending Service to the bench. And we got one more try here for Cowan so far with 6 points. Make it 7 as he gets the second free throw to drop.
Nothing but net on that second one.
This will tie the largely to the game for Lumen, 21 points, 4:50 to go until halftime. Lucas Conaway has it for the Pirates. Bounce pass up top for McLean. Dribbles to the right elbow, back outside, and now shuffles it up top for Tyler Nall. Couple jab steps, drives to the right, through the lane, stopped on the right block. Back out to the perimeter. Through the lane, Davis kicks to the far corner. Three-pointer up off the front iron for McLean. Lumen pushing the pace here through the lane. Crowley back outside. Cowan, 3, short. Offensive rebound corralled by Learned. Oh, he goes out of bounds but saves it right to Nall. Napoleon, another opportunity. They got a couple stops Just got a score. Nall, the crossover through the lane. Blocked out of bounds by Learned.
With authority. With authority. Just hammered down on that ball. Got nothing but ball in that.
And we got a whistle right here. I think just stopping the blowing the whistle. So the block actually going out of bounds. It was picked up by Learned. And as they were going up the floor, they stopped the play on the spot. I don't know if maybe we got a technical foul here on Derek Seidel.
Well, they're bringing the AD over from Hanover Horton.
Yeah,
somebody's getting kicked out.
Yeah, somebody said something. Could even be maybe a fan behind the bench here. Oh, yeah, it looks like they're kicking out. It looks like, or at least giving a warning to somebody sitting behind Napoleon's bench, a Napoleon supporter. Evidently had some not nice things to say. Felt like a foul should have happened on that block. And, yes, we are going to get a technical foul. And they are escorting him out of here.
Yeah, no idea what happened or what was said, but obviously the official didn't like it.
It was nasty and, enough to stop the play.
Yep. Yeah, stop. Yeah, you stopped Lumen on a fast break is what you did. But, you hate to see that. Obviously they're here because there's somebody that they know and love on the team, and then to have them escorted out. It's districts. It's win or go home. And you're very passionate about it, but you just hate to see something like that. You just got to keep your emotions at least a little bit in check.
Yeah, and especially as a fan, too. You could see it as a coach or a player to get a technical foul, but just as a fan, just you're literally costing your team that you're trying to support. We got an offensive foul here on Lumen after we got got two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws from Luke Trope as a result of that technical. It's now Napoleon ball 33-10 trailing to Lumen. Through the lane, Nall spins. He's blocked away. Now Lumen up the floor. Napoleon trying to recover. Sidestep three. Trope, nothing but net.
He had two defenders on him and they backed off. They were on him, and they just, backed off and gave it to him wide open.
And not the guy you want to leave open from three, as Owen not able to answer on the other end. Heat check three, deep no by Luke Trope. That was near half court. And the rebound out of bounds by Lumen.
Yeah, all right, so they've got the volleyball lines out here on this court also. And he shot that from the volleyball line.
I think that's what the kids say today in the NBA. That was a logo three ball.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to call it a Caitlin Clark, but same thing. Yeah.
Couldn't get it to drop, unfortunately. Napoleon at the top of the key. Handoff for Nall. Sidestep three. That one's short. Rebound by Burgess. Lumen quickly up the floor. Crowley kick to the near side. Cowan through the lane. Shuffles it back outside. Burgess through the lane. Kick into the corner. Three-pointer. That one's up and in by Zach Trope.
It's what Lumen does. They've had very few attempts in the paint. They've driven to the paint. They kick it out. They find this great presence of where you guys are because they're always able to find the open guy.
29-point lead for the Titans as we missed shot in the lane. Gavin Davis kicking it up through the floor. Fast break. Missed layup by Burgess. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in by Callen.
Callen just took that away from the defender. Someone else had the rebound. Callen just went up, took it away, and then goes right back up for the two.
It's going to be a Napoleon timeout on the floor. 2:24 to go in the first half. Trailing Lumen 41-10. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Timeout ends here from Hanover Horton High School. 41-10 domination so far for the Lumen Christi Titans. Napoleon out of the timeout tower. Nall has it up top now for McLean. Back up top for Nall. Drives through, spins, stops, and he's going to travel.
Yeah, he went up with it, came back down, shuffled his feet. You know, with this Lumen team, I mean, they've brought in some guys. They don't have all their starters out right now, but they're just so deep.
Yeah, so deep. And it seems like everybody can shoot the three. They just constantly move the ball around. Everybody's moving at all times. Just so tough to stop as we have a foul through the lane. Ashton Cowan is fouled on his way. Looks like it's on Brenton Owen.
Well, you'll see. Like when they actually set up and run their offense, whatever side they're on, they're going to have three guys just
inbound down low, blocked away. Crowley able to get the offensive rebound. Back outside for J.J. Brown, getting his first action tonight. Kick to the corner for Crowley. Now back for Brown, up top for Cowan, through the lane, into the near corner. Trope, three. Yes!
See, they had those three guys working that far side. And, you know, cutting and passing and moving around, picking for each other. The defense forgets who's over here. Kick it out for the wide open three.
44-10, Lumen continuing to grow their lead. And we got a carry call through the lane on Jaden Service.
It's no matter what happens on that far side of the court. It's just tough trying to find opportunities for this Napoleon basketball team.
And unfortunately, just shooting themselves in the foot, too, with all these turnovers, self-inflicted. Zach Trope through the lane, back outside. Cowan, three, too strong, and a rebound pulled down by Service.
I know you're down by a ton. Slow it down, run your offense. You're not going to eat the elephant all in one sitting. You're going to have to pick away at it.
Final 45 seconds of the first half. Napoleon through the lane, a foul as Owen was going up for the shot. Looks like they're going to call it a non-shooting foul.
Looks like Trope kind of got a piece of him as he was cutting by.
Next is going to be a bonus. So they called it a non-shooting foul, but as a result of being in the bonus, Napoleon at the line for two. Owen, first free throw good for this trip of the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws.
And that's the third person to score for Napoleon, if I have that right.
You are correct.
All right.
And gets both free throws to drop. Lumen up the floor now, leading by 32 points. Zach Trope directing traffic here for the Titans. Shuffles it over to Crowley and then Cowan in the corner. Now he's cut on the way for Crowley, able to get the pass and score.
I think that was like their first attempt in the paint in a long time. Just a quick little, you know, give and go. He cuts, you dish it to him, he goes right up with it.
At the top of the key for Tyler Nall. Final 15 seconds of the first half. Napoleon at least trying to end on a high note. Owen has it on the right. Screen by Service. Takes another screen here. Has it lost away. Fouled by Zach Trope. And Napoleon getting another trip to the line with 6 seconds to go in the first half.
Napoleon missed a little bit of an opportunity down there. Zach Trope, probably one of the shortest guys on the court. And he was one-on-one with Nall.
Owen at the line for two. He made the last two free throws as the first time, this time is off the mark. Give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix. Second free throw in for Owen. Final 3 seconds. Half court heave, Cowan. Yes! A logo three for Ashton Cowan, as we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Wow. At the buzzer. at the buzzer for that. And, you know, that wasn't like slap off the backboard. That was drained, nothing but net.
And that about sums it up for this first half. Just pure dominance for Lumen Christie against Napoleon. 49-13 lead at the halftime break. We're going to step aside for a couple minutes. We'll break down all that we saw in this first half. That's coming up in 2 minutes. You've got playoff basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back to Hanover Horton High School for live coverage of tonight's district semifinal action. First game this evening, Lumen Christie taking on Napoleon, and they are dominating this first half 49-13. Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly breaking down this first half. And I mean, Lumen, we knew they were a juggernaut coming in, and boy, they certainly look the part.
They're just deep. They're so deep. They can hurt you with the long ball like we've seen a lot tonight. They can hurt you inside. They're going to make life difficult for you on the other end on defense. I mean, this team, Hanover Horton, Grass Lake, they're the closest we've seen to a full-on complete teams in this district. And Lumen is just living up to the bill tonight.
Yeah, we mentioned that this is one of the tougher districts out there. As you know, it's hard to pick a clear-cut favorite. You want to say, just, you know, on paper, Lumen, but I mean, you just cannot count out Grass Lake or Hanover Horton.
You want to say the team that you're watching right now. I mean, how impressed were we with Hanover Horton on Monday, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
They were like, oh my gosh, I have no idea how, you know, what's going to happen with them and Grass Lake. But, and we're watching Lumen right now. We're like, oh my gosh, how can anybody beat this team? Because they're just doing it all.
Yeah.
They're doing it all. They're making life difficult for you everywhere on the floor tonight. And, you know, what, like we talked about with their offense, I mean, they've got three guys on one side. I haven't been able to completely break it down how they're moving, but there's a lot of picks. There's a lot of cuts to the basket. There's a lot of passes from the elbow back out to the corner. And there's so much going on with these three guys over on the far side. You kind of forget about the guard up at the top. You definitely forget about the guy who's over in the far corner, basically setting up a grill because nobody's doing anything with him. All of a sudden, it gets kicked out over to him. He goes right up with a three and drains it. So many guys on this team can drain the three.
Yeah, so many moving parts, and it's like, it, you know, it helps when everybody can shoot from everywhere. You know, get any open shot from any spot on the floor, boom, I'm going to drive, you know, have a slight lane, oh, but then, boom, pass, kick, two more passes, wide open shot, bam. It's like they're just so well oiled.
And there's there's no off button. Sorry, there's no off button on this Lumen team. There isn't. All right, so we saw what Hanover Horton did when they got to that commanding lead with Vandy. They took their foot off the gas. Lumen's like, we're not taking the foot off the gas. And we even have a lot of our second string guys in. We're not taking the foot off the gas right now.
Yeah, and that's what stands out to me is that even with, pretty much all their bench guys out there, they're still just, putting up points.
They still don't keep one or two starters out there, but they're bringing in. So they still have that leadership. They still have the guys who have time on the floor out there just kind of have that good mix of leadership and bench help on the floor.
And that's what makes this, these teams so dangerous when you have that depth like that. And Lumen Christi definitely has that depth where it's, plug and play almost. You can have almost any combination of guys out there and they'll be able to just, run their system, play tough defense, and just make life a nightmare for the opponents.
Yeah, and we're talking when we were in one of the breaks. It's 49-13. But the game doesn't have that feeling like it's a dud. It's exciting on both sides of the floor. I mean, for us, it's just it feels like it's a treat just to kind of watch this kind of basketball here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And just been throw domination first quarter, 25-6 lead for Lumen, able to add another 24 points to Napoleon's 7 in the second quarter. So basically the same story in the second quarter, just not letting up at all. And we talked about 7 different guys for Lumen Christi getting in the scoring column. Meanwhile, just 3 for Napoleon. We've already got 2 in double digits for Lumen, led by Ashton Cowan's 12, had a logo 3 to end the first half.
Seriously, on the logo. It was just on the fire for the Comets.
Just no let up. Luke Trope with 10, Zach Trope with 9. You also got 5 each for Amarion Clay, Timmy Crowley, and then 6 from Broden Burgess, 2 from Wes Learned.
Yeah, see, Clay, Crowley, if the memory serves me correctly, they both have 2 fouls.
Yeah.
So they were pulled pretty early.
Cash Kalahar as well was pulled
with
quickly,
too. Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, you got some of those thoroughbreds in foul trouble pretty early. I don't know why Nall just stopped driving. I mean, that's like one of the few things that was working for you. If you weren't able to get to the hoop, you're at least getting to the free throw line. And it seemed like halfway through that second quarter, it just stopped happening.
Yeah, we'll see if Napoleon can try to get a little bit more competitive in the second half. Again, Tyler Nall, 8 of the team's 13 points, 3 from Owen, 2 from McLean, but it's been pretty much all Lumen so far. Once again, halftime score 49-13, Lumen over Napoleon. That'll do it for the halftime report. When we come back, we'll have live coverage of the second half for you. Coming up in 2 minutes, you've got live coverage of boys district basketball here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. Before you get caught up in the madness of March, the Grass Lake Community Schools would like to encourage you to support our local student athletes. From cross country, football, our competitive cheer, marching band, or basketball teams, we stand out on our courts and fields. Community support for young athletes helps students to gain confidence, stay fit, and creates lifelong positive habits. The Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second half here from Hanover Horton High School. Lumen Christie leading Napoleon 49-13. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here. Thank you for joining us as Lumen with the first possession going from left to right this time around on your radio dial. As they move the ball around the perimeter, driving through the lane, Luke Trope has it blocked out of bounds.
It almost looked like for a while they were trying to reach a pass quota before they shot. No, seriously.
Yeah.
There were some wide open shots, lanes that they could have easily put in the hoop, and they decided to pass it.
Inbound, immediately an open score. Ashton Callen just somehow got wide open beneath the basket.
The great inbound pass and really some great work without the ball to get open.
Napoleon now with their first possession to the second half. We have a score update as well on our other broadcast this evening on 970 AM WKHM, 36-24, Western over Michigan Center at halftime. Missed there by the Pirates. Going back for Ashton Cowan. Drive kick, corner three. Clay, that one short. Offensive rebound by Kalahar. Bounce pass through the lane, and it's going to be lost out of bounds by Crowley. Bit of a hard pass.
He tried to sneak it in there. Little too much mustard on his coney for that one.
About 1 minute into the third quarter. 51-13. Lumen over Napoleon. Into the front court for Tyler Nall. Handoff for Davis. Now back around the perimeter. Service has it. Back McLean. Now Owen, handoff at the top of the key. Drives to the right, crossover, spin through the lane. Couple pump fakes, doesn't pull. Now gives it to Nall. Drives through the lane, shot off the glass. No, gets his own rebound, put back. Yes!
Got to stick with it. Stay persistent. Like we said at the end of that first half, you're down this much. You're not going to get it all back in one. Don't force it. Work your offense. Just slowly chip away at that lead.
Quick three on the right wing. That's too strong by Cash Kalahar.
Yeah, Lumen seemed to cool off on their threes coming out of the half.
Now quick coast-to-coast. Tyler Nall, tough layup. No, too strong. A little bit of a circus move looking for the contact. Now Trope on the right for Cowan. Drives through the lane. Layup on the left hand. No. Now Napoleon going up the floor. They're getting some stops.
They are. They're getting some stops. Playing a little smarter on defense.
Just got to find their way back in it offensively. Down low for Jaden Service. Trapped beneath the basket. Kicks it back outside. McLean through the lane. Back up top. Davis three. That's wide left. And the rebound down to Clay.
Yeah, Clay and Davis were kind of fighting for it for a bit. Looks like Coach Trope wants to talk a few things over.
Yeah, we're going to step aside here. 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Lumen leads 51-15. We're back in 30 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Timeout subsides. Lumen with the basketball up 51-15 over Napoleon. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Kalahar in the corner. Back outside for Luke Trope. Jab step. Dribbles now into the corner for Callen. And they'll restart their offense. Callen dribbles to the top of the key. Back outside for Clay. Drives through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Soft touch. Finger roll.
And he went up against two green jerseys and just went over. And like you said, nice touch off the glass.
Now inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Interception. Kalahar able to deflect it away. Coast-to-coast layup. Good on the right hand with the friendly roll.
He had the look like he wanted to throw that one down, just couldn't get the right angle on it.
A little bit too deep beneath the basket. Kind of had a weird path.
Yeah.
Just couldn't get it there. But he got the 2 points all the same as Napoleon. Now in the corner with Tyler Nall. A couple dribbles back outside for Brenton Owens. Step back, three-pointer. That one's short. And the rebound down to Crowley.
Whatever Trope said coming out of that timeout, Lumen able to put 4 quick points on the board.
Now a 40-point lead. Deep three. That's off by Luke Trope. And Davis up the floor with Owen. Dribbles to the line. He passes back outside for Davis. And then Nall fires the three. That's too strong straight away. Rebound down to Clay.
See, they got away from that driving down the middle to draw the foul. That was working for him.
Ivan kick now in the corner. Three-pointer, Marion Clay. Yes!
Again, he's just camping out down there in that corner. It's like every one of these players on Lumen can do that. They just camp out in that corner, wait for the pass.
And Lumen has been living on the three-pointer all game. Napoleon, it seems like they're trying to force that three-pointer when all their success has just been inside.
You got to go with what works. I know you got to play catch-up, but you're not going to play catch-up if you're not making their threes.
Got a foul through the lane on the drive by Brady McLean, and we'll have an inbound by Napoleon. Fouls on Amarian Clay, his third. We do have the running clock here as Lumen leads by 43 points.
Oh, wow.
So even with the foul, the clock continues to run. 3 minutes and counting to go in the third quarter. Napoleon will inbound on the right, make it the left side of the basket with Lucas Conaway. Big substitution for Lumen as well. And an inbound to A.J. Buckley, who gets his first action in this one for Napoleon. At the free throw line, McLean, fall away shot, that's short, rebound for Kalahar. Clay up the floor quickly, back outside for Trope, now gives it over to Burgess, drives through the lane, tough floater, strong, and a foul.
Defender just wasn't set. If he got there maybe a half second sooner, he'd been able to draw that charge, but instead you're sending number 14 and Burgess to the line.
Call is on Tyler Nall, his second team first. Burgess at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws as he makes the first one. Clock still continuing to run with these free throws, as we mentioned, with the running clock by Lumen.
Getting some other kids in.
Clay and Kalahar to the bench. J.J. Brown on the floor. As well as Gibson Shore. Getting his first action in this one. Free throw up and in by Burgess as well.
Now Gibson Shore, he gets a lot of action on that baseball team.
Final 90 seconds of the third quarter. 60-15 lead for Lumen over Napoleon. Now swinging it around the perimeter. Jaden Service, handoff for Nall. Drives, spin at the top of the key, and he's going to be fouled on the drive. Looks like Wes learned.
Just aggressive D. Aggressive, scrappy D on this side. Even some of these kids we haven't broken a sweat yet tonight are they're taking advantage of the minutes they're getting.
Just so deep, as we say time and time again. Tough to stop. Now inbound on the right side of the basket, lobbing it in for Nall at the top of the key. Oh, and he's going to travel.
Just trying to make things happen to you. You can just sense the frustration. They know that their season's going to be ending here in another quarter. He spikes the ball just a little bit. Not too much. Not too much, but just enough to show his frustration.
Final 30 seconds and counting of the third quarter. Lumen moving around the perimeter. Gibson Shore back outside for Zach Trope. Now he has it all alone. Isolation through the lane. Drive kick left wing. Shore. Back to the right wing, three-pointer, Burgess, too strong. Rebound tipped out by Brown. Another three, Shore straight away, nothing but net.
Able to get that ball that was tipped away, just kind of grabbed it on his jump stop and just let it fly.
Got a steal at the half court. Zach Trope, half court heave at the quarter buzzer. It's off the mark, and that concludes a quick third quarter here, running clock. Lumen Christi 63, Napoleon 15. Fourth and final quarter is next. Back in 60 seconds, you've got high school playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Started the running clock fourth quarter here from Hanover Horton High School. Lumen 63, Napoleon 15. Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow as Napoleon getting some of their bench players in, as is Lumen. Brenton Owen through the lane. He is going to be fouled by Wes Learn, sending him to the line.
Well, it's kind of like at the start of that possession, Napoleon was playing a little bit of keep away there, just kind of passing it back and forth through their guards at the top.
Now with the line for two, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws, Brenton Owen. As we give another shout to some of our sponsors here, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. First free throw good by Owen. A couple more substitutions coming in for Lumen Christi. Owen Powers on the floor. Free throw number two off. Gibson Shore the rebound.
Now, there's not going to be any quitting these guys either. I mean, these are guys who want to get their names on the stat sheet.
Yeah, so they're going to keep playing pretty hard. Now outside, J.J. Brown through the lane. Floater on the baseline, off the mark. Rebound down to Owen, up the floor. About 90 seconds into this running clock, fourth. Up and under move,
nice.
And a score by Owen.
Nice move. Nice big man move down there. Pivots in the paint. Does a head fake to get the guy up off his feet and does it goes little down underneath him for the two.
Yeah, great fundamentals as we got a missed fallaway shot on the other end on Isaac Mackey, and a foul called going for the rebound on Gibson Shore. Now more Napoleon Pirates into the game. We've got Levi Watake as well as Turner Ahrens. 5:45 and counting in this running clock fourth quarter. 63-18 lead for Lumen. Napoleon ball, Brenton Owen on the left wing, handoff for Watake. Kicks it back to the right for Gavin Davis through the lane, layup good, and a foul.
A little something going for Napoleon here. A second time they've been able to have a little success going down low.
Yeah, again, all their success has just been inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got away from it for, you know, a bunch of the game.
Davis at the line and one off the mark. Now up the floor for Gibson Shore for Lumen Christi. Top of the key around the perimeter. Owen Powers screen on the right from Mackey. And has it stripped away, stolen by Brenton Owen. Coast to coast layup. Yes.
Picked his pocket and took it to the coast.
Now Napoleon trying to enjoy some success here. Down big. We got a corner three ball up and in. Isaac Mackey.
Yeah, you got a kid who doesn't get on the stat sheet, and that student body erupted when he drained that three.
Always love when some of those third stringers come in and able to get those points. 4:20 and counting in this fourth quarter. 66-22 lead for Lumen, and with another Lumen steal. Logan Hammett has it outside. Now back out for J.J. Brown into the corner for Powers. He's cut off back outside for Hammett. Through the lane, jump stop, Powers, corner, wide open, three. Yes!
It doesn't matter who's shooting the ball. It's falling for Lumen no matter what.
Just lights out from downtown. 69-22 lead. Napoleon trying to answer up top. Yes for Davis.
Nice stroke on that, too. Able to finally get a little separation from the defender. Lets it fly and hits it home.
It's the first three-pointer for Napoleon as well, as we got a quick substitution timeout here for Napoleon. 3:43 clock is stopped now with the timeout. 69-25 lead for Lumen. We're going to leave it right here. As just Lumen, even the third stringer's getting the job done.
Everybody's getting it done tonight. And it's the same thing. It's just the same effect all night long. They're not selfish with the ball. It's not like they have that one guy that they depend on and lean on, and he's trying to force it. I mean, everybody for Lumen's a threat. So the defense crashes down on wherever that threat they think is. They kick it out to the open guy, and they're able to drain it.
Timeout over. Now Lumen up the floor. J.J. Brown, handoff for Hammett. Back outside, Brown, three, no. Rebound loose. It comes down to Isaac Carafino. Checking in at the break. Levi Wataki outside Buckley, and now for Conaway. Pass fake outside. Now a double dribble.
Yeah, you don't see the double dribble a whole lot anymore. But he lost it when he went dribbling between his legs, picked it up, thought he just kind of lost the handle on it. But no, they called him for the double.
3 minutes and counting to go in this fourth quarter. 69-25 lead for Lumen. Now outside for Isaac Mackey. Back out for Shore. Cut off on the baseline up top for Hammett. Through the lane, jump stop, and we've got a foul on the Pirates off ball.
Hey, Hammett was looking to make a cut right to the basket when that whistle was called. He had eyes on the prize.
It's on A.J. Buckley. Lumen inbounding on the left side of the basket. Down low for Powers. Trapped. And he turns it over.
Yeah, he brought that ball down low. You can't do that. Turns into a feeding frenzy when you bring the ball down low when you're underneath the basket.
2:20 left in the fourth, and a pass tipped out of bounds by Shore. Napoleon keeping it inbounding on the far sideline with Wataki.
Little scrappy defense. You know, even if you're not gaining possession off it, you're just still disrupting what they want to do.
Napoleon trying to get more quality looks here down the stretch, down big. Conaway in the corner, back outside for Wataki. Jump stop, floater, off the mark, and an offensive foul over and back by Isaac Carafino. So Lumen going the other way, got some more substitutions coming in for Napoleon. We've got Mason Priest and Shea Carafino coming in.
The Lumen student body having a little bit of fun tonight.
Having a field day
mm-hmm.
here, cheering on the success of their Titans. 1:25 to go in this one. I think Napoleon trying to get one more substitution, couldn't get it. And now we've got a double dribble.
The buzzer went off. The ref blew his whistle, but they kept dribbling the ball, and they kept the play going.
They were probably it's a running clock, just whatever. So we got one more substitution. Nick Davis on for Napoleon. Now final 55 seconds of the running clock fourth. Lumen up 44. Now left elbow jumper off the mark for Ahrens. Rebound for J.J. Brown.
Just dribble it out, guys. That's all you need to do.
Logan Hammett into the front court. Spin move. Shop it into the basket. In and a foul.
That was a nice move from what, a third stringer?
Yep.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a nice spin move right in the middle of the paint.
So at the line for two. 39 seconds left. Able to get the three-point play. Again, able to get a big cheer And now more chanting from the Lumen student section. Final 30 seconds now. Napoleon moving the ball around. Wataki back for Ahrens and then turned over on the pass.
Yeah, Lumen D just disrupting that just a little bit. Couldn't get the handle on it.
Final 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Deep three, J.J. Brown, too strong. Rebound down to Wataki, and a foul called against Lumen.
Yeah, he got a handful ahead in that one.
And they're just going to let the clock run out from there. That makes it the final score. Lumen 72, Napoleon 25.
Wow.
Just sheer domination for the first three quarters, able to get that running clock and able to get that big win in the district semifinals. So Lumen Christi, 25-6 after the first quarter, 49-13 in the second, and then just cruised on from there, able to lead 63-15. Going into that fourth quarter, and then just was just a running clock bench game from there.
Just put it on autopilot and just let your guys, you know, do their thing. And it was nice to see some of those, some of the guys who don't get a whole lot of playing time, being able to get in there and just have a chance to have some time on the hardwood to run the offense in front of a crowd.
Yeah, no kidding. As again, massive audience here, packed house here. Got all the, you know, the supporters for all these teams trying to shuffle in and out here. We're trying to get the Grass Lake and Hanover Horton crowd in here. You can see the Hanover Horton student section already filling in, replacing the Lumen student section. But we're going to step aside for a couple minutes. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw for game one here. Again, final score 72-25. Lumen over Napoleon moves on to the district championship, which will be played on Friday, 7 o'clock on these airwaves. We're going to come back in 3 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Hard work. Us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here from Hanover Horton High School as we wrap up our first game this evening. Bloomin' Christie, pure domination. Able to get the running clock going for much of the second half. 72-25 over the Napoleon Pirates. And, well, we got a good look at Lumen, and, boy, they look really, really strong.
I'd like to see a game where Lumen gets challenged. We just, you know, we've got a very small sampling of their schedule, but the two games that we've seen, they've been able to run away and just kind of do whatever it is that they wanted to do.
When it just makes me terrified of Riverview Gabriel Richard. Like,
I know, right?
But not only have they beaten Lumen twice this year, but it hasn't been close. Like, right. What Lumen just did to Napoleon, that's what Gabriel Richard was able to do to Lumen. So it's like, we see how good Lumen is. How could Gabriel Richard be so good that they just completely dominate Lumen?
Those two tracks could cross it later on in the postseason. They could.
So, again, Lumen, just a very strong effort in this one. Just dominant from start to finish, and just great ball movement. Moving the ball around, swinging it around the perimeter, able to get all these wide-open threes. And even when they drive down low, it seems like they just got a lot of these, you know, nice looks where, you know, Napoleon, okay, we're going to try to focus on the three. Okay, Lumen, it makes that adjustment. Okay, we'll take it to the rim then. We'll draw these fouls. We'll get these layups.
Right, yeah, again, they're able to do whatever they want to do, whether it was the deep game, whether it was the inside game. And, one thing that we're kind of overlooking here was just how disruptive they were on defense. Napoleon just could not get anything going,
going.
If it wasn't for Lumen getting inside the passing lanes, picking off the passes, then they were picking the pocket of whoever was handling the ball at the time, or they're just playing such smothering defense that you couldn't do what you wanted to do, and they were causing mental errors like the travels, like the double dribbles, you know, those kind of things that were happening. Lumen, that was just a result of the stifling defense that Lumen played.
And from what we've seen from Napoleon, they do like to shoot the threes, but they just could not get them going. And credit Lumen, again, they played great defense to not even really let them get any open shots from downtown. But I think Napoleon just tried way too hard. When it was clear the three-point shot was off the table for him, they kept going, and they were having success even early with Tyler Nall taking it to the basket and drawing those fouls and getting those layups. But they just, it seemed like they were just trying to force the round peg in the square hole all game with, you know, trying to force it from deep.
Yeah, it wasn't working, and it drives me absolutely crazy. We'll talk about it on the daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM on from time to time. It drives me crazy when you have teams trying to force the three, forcing the three. If it's not falling, you got to pivot away from it. And in Napoleon's case, what was working was exactly what you just said, driving right down the middle. I mean, he had access to the basket.
Yeah.
There was opportunities for them to drain it, and if he wasn't, then he was getting fouled. Those were the ones he was missing when he was getting fouled. They moved away from it. We even saw it later in the game when some of the backups had come in, still having success right down the middle. Maybe that's the chink in the armor for Lumen, is they're not, since they're playing such tight, stifling defense, maybe there's not a whole lot of help there, and they're vulnerable when you drive into the lane.
Yeah, no, Napoleon, unfortunately, just not able to consistently get that success. And when they did maybe have something going, it just, Lumen would come back, you know, turnover, score, you know, miss shot, three. Lumen was just consistently putting up points. Napoleon just couldn't do anything to slow him down. And we talked about going into the game, Napoleon had to play probably their A++ game. Had to play virtually perfect if they wanted to even have a chance in this one. Again, not to put down Napoleon at all, but just that just speaks to the ability of Lumen. And, I mean, Napoleon, they've got a very young team.
Right.
So, you know, they've had really good, successful teams the last few years. We knew this year a little bit of a down year for them, but they're very young. Napoleon's still going to have some growing to do. So they're going to be good probably in another year or two. But Lumen, I mean, wow, that just such a stacked team. It was just not in Napoleon's cards.
They didn't dress one senior all season long.
Yeah.
Not one senior all season long for Napoleon. So they're playing juniors and sophomores.
Yeah, so... And again, we've seen some flashes from them, but definitely a squad to be
right.
building on. So, so that'll do it for our post-game wrap-up for our first game this afternoon. 72-25 final score. Lumen taking down Napoleon, advancing to the district championship. We're going to step aside when we come back. We're going to preview our featured matchup this evening. Going to be a fun one. Hanover Horton taking on Grass Lake. Winner will take on Lumen in the district championship on Friday evening. So we're going to step aside back in 2 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cal.